Massachusetts education leaders are preparing to bring students back into classrooms this fall, but research on how the coronavirus spreads in schools is still evolving. WBUR's Angus Chen joins us to talk about what experts are saying about how to safely open schools. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Deb.
So what do researchers know about how the virus transmits in schools so far?
Most experts agree that opening schools spreads coronavirus. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests that closing schools for just a month last spring might have prevented over a million cases of COVID-19. But there just hasn't been a lot of opportunities to study the coronavirus in schools. Most of the evidence that we have comes from other countries where schools have already opened to some extent. In Israel last month, we saw leaders close dozens of schools just 2 weeks after declaring reopening, as students and teachers began getting sick. Many of those infections were linked to high schools. Some of the most important research seems to be pretty clear that older kids, so adolescents and high schoolers, can get sick and transmit pretty much the same as adults. But it's different for younger children. The evidence around transmission for younger children is kind of shaky right now. That's because young children are more likely to have asymptomatic or mild cases of COVID-19. So it's difficult to pin down how many are getting sick and when. And if you don't know that, it's difficult to know how likely they are to transmit the disease as well.
So how can state officials determine when it's safe to open schools?
That really depends on how much coronavirus is in the overall community and how quickly it's transmitting. The consensus generally seems to be that schools can open if the transmission rate is very low. Experts say that school districts will have to put a lot of policies in place to prevent COVID-19 from spreading as much as possible. For a school, that's going to be altered lunch and class schedules, distancing, continued coronavirus testing, improved ventilation for the building, quarantine spaces, and ready access to health professionals when it's needed. Those strategies also need to keep equity in mind. Black and Latino communities have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. What we do to keep schools safe, we'll have to do for everybody. This is what Nadia Abulazam, an infectious disease researcher at Boston College, said.
We really have to be very mindful of the ways in which we are going to distribute resources, specifically with regard to testing. And if we don't, I think we're just going to see increases in the disparities that students, faculty, and staff of color will be facing come the fall.
For instance, Massachusetts is saying that students who become sick will have to show a negative test in order to return to class. For students who don't have insurance or access to a testing center, that might be more difficult.
You know, state education leaders and the teachers' unions agreed to allow districts to delay the start of school by 10 days, so there would be more time to prepare lesson and safety plans. Do health experts that you spoke with believe that the schools have the resources to reopen safely and mitigate the health risks?
There are going to be a lot of challenges for schools, especially for school districts with less resources. Before the pandemic, some schools didn't have full-time nurses on site. Bringing on more health professionals is going to cost money, as will providing protective gear for teachers and staff, many of whom are older and at a higher risk for COVID complications. Plus, schools that do reopen, either fully in person or as a mix of in-person and online, will need to manage making social distancing feasible on buses and in the buildings themselves. That's not going to be easy either for schools that have large class sizes or buildings without a lot of extra space. But by and large, the experts I spoke with are pretty optimistic about Massachusetts' ability to open schools safely this fall, like Harvard epidemiologist William Honage.
I think that we are among the best places in the country. As you can probably guess, I'm going to say this all depends. That if you have amounts of disease consistently that are as low as they have been around here, then I think that schools can open. And it's obviously the case that it is safer for schools to reopen when community transmission is low.
That's because so far, Massachusetts has done really well in continuing to follow all the COVID precautions. There has been a slight uptick in cases in recent weeks in the state, but in some places like Boston, that's started to fall back down and stabilize again. So if we can keep this up, experts feel like our chances are pretty good this fall. That does come with a caveat. Whatever schools do, they're going to have to be adaptable. The situation can always change. And if they do, then school districts might have to reevaluate.
Okay, WBUR's Angus Chen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.